Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Colibri Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CBI and on the OTC markets under the symbol CRUCF. We are chatting with the COO, Ian McGavney. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Colibri is focused in the state of Sonora in Mexico. The company has a handful of projects, about four actually, that are under a JV agreements, as well as the company's flagship Evelyn Gold project. We're going to get an update on a couple of these projects, starting with the Evelyn Gold project, because just a couple days ago, November 9th, the company announced phase one drill program is starting. Now, there's a total of 10,000 meters planned. That's over two phases. So when it comes to this first phase of drilling, Ian, give us an overview. What are the goals with this first phase, please?
Thanks again, guys. I would say that we've done a lot of work to be confident enough to get to this stage and begin a 10,000 meter drill program, which is large for us. It's the project itself is located in the northwest area of Sonora State in what's known as the Caborca Gold Belt. It's the home of many producing and past producing gold mines. Within 30 kilometers of our property, we have probably 8 to 10 open pit orogenic gold mines, either operating or historically operating. The Evelyn lies 25 kilometers east of Mexico's largest open pit gold mine owned by Fresnillo. They've been producing about 500,000 ounces a year since 1993 there. And they also have a mine about 9 kilometers south of us called Noche Buena, which is about to close in the next year or two probably, but they'll have produced over 2 million ounces there themselves also. So we've done a lot of work. We've done extensive surface sampling, trench sampling, geological mapping, 3D IP inversions, and a property-wide magnetic survey. We're finally ready to go, and we're awfully excited to begin pushing away from the wharf and start rowing here.
Well, Ian, it's an exciting time. It's always exciting to see a company get to the point where it's got its targets mapped out and it's ready to drill. Let's talk about two of the targets. I mean, you're going after these higher grain veins and veinlets, and it seems like there's two targets you've identified on this news release, the El Saguaro and the Cerro Rojo. Talk to us about these targets. I guess from all this surface work and geomagnetic work and IP work you've done, you've kind of honed in on them. What do you hope to find, and how will you know it's a success when you put the drills in and get assays back?
There is two primary targets, or two primary target areas, called the Cerro Rojo and the El Saguaro. The El Saguaro has developed over the last year and a half, and one of the primary drivers for the success that we've been having here is that it would seem that a lot of the high-grade gold information, gold mineralization, as well as the larger areas of altered volcanics that host lower-grade gold are very coincident with a strong magnetic anomaly. In the Cerro Rojo area, the IP has been very enlightening in that we have very strong targets that are coincident with very strong surface expressions and sampling. And so what will define success is continuity and density of the veins that we've been able to identify as the high grade within the lower grade domain. So the hope is at the end of the day that there'll be a consistent amount of mineralization that could be homogenized and become an economic deposit down the road.
So Ian, what is the attack strategy going to be then in terms of how deep are you going to have to drill these holes, and what's the system going to be of stepping out? How far apart are you going to put a lot of these holes?
So the plan will be to drill as an average. It's different for each of the areas. So the Cerro Rojo area will probably average 150 meters depth, and in the El Saguaro area will probably be at about 120 meters depth. That being said, some holes will be 80 and some maybe 200. The idea in Cerro Rojo will be to create a fence along a known area of mineralization, which hosts a high-grade veining as well as this lower grade volcanics, and fence it along to start to identify the extent of and reach of that zone. And the El Saguaro area will start with a bit of a fanning, I think it would be a fanning of holes to properly pick up the fabric of the rock, the direction and fabric of the rock. And then we will begin in probably phase two to run fences of holes along that to determine the extent and strike.
Okay, so really first pass, phase one here, getting a handle on maybe where the best areas are, and then phase two, going ahead and drilling off those areas. Just a quick update, what is the budget for this program, whether just phase one or both phases of 10,000 meters?
Collectively, the phase two-phase program of 10,000 meters is at $1.5 million Canadian dollars to be equally spent between the two.
Okay, Ian, well, let's pivot over to another project that is advancing, and that is your Pilar project. It's in a joint venture with TalkFin, and they have an earn-in agreement where they've got to spend a certain amount of money, and they've got to do a certain amount of work. Why don't you give us just a recap overview of what that relationship is, and what their spend is, and what the plan is on this 5 to 8,000 meters that they're going to be drilling at the Pilar project?
We began our joint venture with TalkFin in September of 2019. Our arrangement calls for us to receive over 5 years, 5 million shares of their stock, and a work commitment of $2 million, as well as cash payments on an annual basis. So we're going into year three. They've just announced that they are going to be going to be drilling up to between 5 and 8,000 meters of holes between now at the Pilar project in the main zone and along its extensions between now and next July. The in addition to that, they'll be doing trench work and some initial secondary metallurgical work that's going to be leading towards a bulk sample, which is really quite exciting for them and us. And I would say that they have a very experienced geologist and a very capable management team, a tight share structure, and we're fingers and toes crossed that they continue to have the success that they've had over the last 12 to 18 months since really beginning to dig their feet in there.
Now, what type of a target is especially the main zone at this Pilar project? Because it does sound like there's been some past work, and if that company is going to do 5 to 8,000 meters, they clearly have a general game plan and idea of what they could be hitting.
The mineralized shell at so it's an epithermal, low sulfidation epithermal style system there. The very altered host rock, very fractured host rock. It should be really quite amenable to an open pit heap leach system. The shell or the mineralized shell has been furthered over the last 3 years by I think in total on the project since its inception rather is about 20,000 meters of drilling. So it's really been quite well drilled, and they've really been able to hone in on the which angles and how to best show the mineralization there.
So then, Ian, in terms of news flow coming out of the company and even coming out of some of these JV properties, what should everyone be focused on?
We intend to keep our shareholders and the market very informed of the activity that we've have at Evelyn as we go. We will quickly turn around the results of the sampling and things as we go. I know we had a chance to put them into our model, et cetera. But we'll also be able to update as how many meters have we drilled, where on the property that we've been doing these drilling holes and what we're maybe seeing in the holes as well, without revealing any numbers prior. So I would think that over the next the drill program itself is scheduled to take about phase one. It should take about 2 months. So I would think that every couple of weeks we should see some information about Evelyn coming across the tape. Now that the TalkFin is working away on Pilar, we should occasionally see some press releases from them every few weeks as well. In addition to some news flow that we expect from further joint ventures that we have in the Sierra Madre with our partners. So we expect, you know, to be able to flood your inbox with great news, or certainly news going forward for months and months to come.
Okay. Ian, quick update then. How much cash does the company have to at least move forward with that drill program at Evelyn?
The Evelyn 10,000 meter program is fully funded. We have, of the $1.5 million budget, we have $2.2 million in the bank, and we have about $1.4 or $1.3 million in marketable securities of our partners as well. So we don't anticipate needing to do any raises of or financing anytime soon, and fully funded into the, you know, summer of next year anyway.
Okay, perfect. Ian, thank you for the update here. This is an exciting time for the company as a drill program that you guys are running is starting, and then also seeing Pilar continue to move forward towards drilling by Tokvan. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Ian regarding anything going on at Kolibri Resources, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com, and we will get Ian to address those. Ian, thanks for your time. Keep us up to date on future news, please.
Thank you.